When it comes to monsters on television, vampires seem to have the market cornered. I mean, think about it. True Blood, Vampire Diaries, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. TV vampires are so popular, this weekend comes a new movie inspired by one. Dark Shadows aired on ABC in the late 1960s and early 70s. Now it's gone to the big screen. NPR's Elizabeth Blair takes a look at a TV genre that will never die.
Mark Dawidziak says his fascination with vampires began watching TV when he was 7 years old. He was watching Bela Lugosi play Dracula in an old Abbott and Costello movie.
What we need today is young blood and brains.
It was almost like a hand grabbing me by the throat, and it wouldn't let me go.
Vampires still have a hold on Dawidziak. He's written books about them and even teaches a class about vampires on film and television at Kent State University.
The great innovations as far as vampire characters go always have come from either the printed page or television. Television has contributed as much, if not more, than movies ever have.
So let's do a little TV vampire hunting through the decades. They've been in comedies like The Munsters.
Herman, please! I asked you never to pound steaks when I'm around. You know it gives me heartburn.
On Sesame Street.
Four! Five!
And in sexy nighttime dramas like True Blood.
I'm not a total fool.
Oh, but you have other very juicy arteries.
It's a fascination with the idea of living forever.
Seth Graham Smith wrote the screenplay to the new Dark Shadows movie and to another movie opening this summer based on his novel Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
We all know that someday our lives are going to end and we're going to miss whatever comes after that. Vampires, they don't have that problem. Now, depending on, you know, what interpretation of vampires you're talking about, they also can't go to the beach and enjoy a sunny day, but, you know, it seems a fair trade for eternal life.
And with eternal life comes almost unlimited powers and ratings. Crashing waves on a rocky coastline marked the beginning of another episode of Dark Shadows. From 1966 to 1971, it aired live every weekday afternoon on ABC.
My name is Victoria Winters.
Pretty young Victoria Winters is the governess for the wealthy Collins family in their creepy old mansion on the Maine coast. At first, the supernatural elements on the show were mostly suggested, not seen.
And the show was going down the tubes. And my
That's the late Dan Curtis, who created the series. In a special edition DVD, Curtis said that ABC was ready to cancel Dark Shadows. He says his kids told him, at least make it scary. So with special effects, he introduced a ghost you could see.
From that moment, the ratings started to climb.
So he added more ghosts.
And they get higher and higher the crazier we got.
So Curtis said, let's add a vampire.
If his ghost is here with yours, tell him I've come home. I claim this house as mine.
Wearing a cape and stiff as a board, Barnabas Collins was played by the late Jonathan Frid, who was not really a pretty boy like today's TV vampires.
But housewives, college girls, everybody just fell in love with him.
Catherine Lee Scott played Maggie Evans in the original TV show.
I wish those dogs would stop howling. They're beginning to make me nervous.
Well, I've kept you long enough, Miss...
Oh, Evans. Maggie Evans.
Evans.
It was amazing because you can't imagine the mail that he got. Some of it pretty erotic.
Jonathan Frid's Barnabas Collins was so popular, they couldn't drive a stake through his heart at the end of his 90-day contract, as originally planned. Instead, he became the star of Dark Shadows. Mark Dawidziak.
The genius of the Barnabas Collins character was that Barnabas is the first vampire who questions his own nature. Barnabas said, do I have to be like this?
What have I become? How can I do things I do? Shall eternity be like this?
By giving Barnabas Collins a conscience and relationships, Dark Shadows opened up all kinds of possibilities, says Dawidziak.
And this is where the vampire is going to become increasingly humanized, sexualized, sensualized. They're going to become younger. They're going to become more vital.
More than four decades later, just about every vampire on TV still owes a debt to Dark Shadows, right down to the Vampire Diaries on the CW.
Why do you always have to prove you're the alpha male?
I don't have to prove anything, love. I am the alpha male. Come on. One dance. I won't bite.
The Vampire Diaries is a gothic soap opera, similar to Dark Shadows, but with two big differences. Much better production values, and the vampires are mostly teenagers. The show's co-creator Julie Plec says the coming-of-age idea is something they got from another TV show, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, created by Joss Whedon.
Joss Whedon sort of gets the super gold star for the high school is hell allegory, and that was the beauty of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Look, this can't
ever be anything. I know. For one thing, you're like 224 years older than I am.
I gotta walk away from this.
I know.
This idea that, you know, the worst thing that happens is you finally give up your virginity to your one true love, and the next day he turns into an evil murderous side of vampire.
Right, but all of these contemporary vampires would not exist without Jonathan Frid's Barnabas Collins, says actress Catherine Lee Scott.
I think they all emanate from him. He's the granddaddy of all of them.
Jonathan Frid died in April, but he and Catherine Lee Scott and other actors from the Dark Shadows TV show have cameos in the new movie. Johnny Depp, who was a fan of the original, plays Barnabas Collins. And like the original, his Barnabas apologizes before sucking people's blood. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.